Sometimes when there are new farm programs and policies, there can be new unforeseen problems. One of those did crop up this year revolving around the cotton marketing loan program and the new government payment limit of $125,000 per farm entity, a limit that applies to all government farm payments, including marketing loan gains. Ronnie Lee from Georgia grows cotton, but also other program crops, and he told the Senate Ag Committee this week that cotton producers market their crop throughout the year and through many marketing channels,
creating an extremely challenging task for USDA to accurately track marketing loan benefits to individual producers.
Producers who could be getting payments on other crops and who, by the time the marketing loan gains are known next March, could unknowingly be over the payment limit and have to pay back some of that money. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told the committee USDA's working with the Cotton Council on a permanent solution to this.
We're not quite there yet, and we're working with the Cotton Council to make sure that we do as good a job as we possibly can until we get the permanent fix,
which he says he hopes is ready by the end of this year. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.